Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, April 25th. The grains look to start the week lower here today. We had corn down 2 cents, July corn down 2 cents overnight at 787. That was 8.5 off the highs. July wheat down 0.75 cents, 1074.5. That was 22 off the highs. And July beans down 22 cents at 1666. That was 36 cents off the highs. The big problems with the grains are the crude oil. Crude oil is now down 577 a barrel. The dollar is up 43 ticks, new contract highs. So the break in the crude oil has really affected the grains out here. Bean oil was down about over 2 cents overnight. Now that flies in the face of the cold weather and wet weather we're going to see around much of the Midwest. We had some opportunities over the last week to get some planting done. Looking ahead to this week, the weather still looks cold and wet. We'll get some planting done here and there between the raindrops, but we certainly expect tonight's crop progress reports to show corn and bean plantings to be behind the five-year averages. It's not that they won't get the corn in the ground, they always do, but the slow start here means that we won't see any real early planting out here that would maybe shift some acres from beans back to corn. Dow Jones looks to be down 158 points to start the day. Gold and silver are sharply lower. So it looks like most of the markets are in a liquidation cut type mode out here. Looking ahead to the week, I think it's going to be a function of the weather. It's going to be a function of this crude oil. It appears as though Putin is being able to sell crude oil around the world, and he's selling it at $20 to $30 a barrel discounts. And that may be part of the problem with the crude oil out here today. Apparently, he's sending out his tankers with unknown destinations on it, and somehow or another they're getting away around all these sanctions. But the other problem we're seeing in the markets is the COVID scare in Shanghai and around China. Chinese are trying to continue to break, to really bear down on that. But it's still a growing problem out here. It looks like, as far as Putin goes, that he wants to grab Odessa and its export facilities out there, and he's not going to stop till he gets it. I don't know what else can be done, but the war continues to rage on. That's ultimately a little bit friendly. The weather and the wheat and what's happening in Nebraska with the fires is friendly. But I think you know, in the first 10 or 15 minutes here today, somebody's going to try to buy it lower, looking for lousy numbers on the crop progress reports tonight. But for the week, I think we're going to focus on COVID, we're going to focus on crude oil, and probably most important, we're going to focus on the weather. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.